Hello, I'm Sue Montgomery with the BBC News. There's been more volatility in Asian stock markets a day after the Chinese central bank cut interest rates to stimulate lending in an effort to boost share prices there. China's main share indexes rose several times in early trading, only to be brought down again by waves of selling. But the falls were less than those seen in the past 2 days. Here's Celia Hatton in Beijing.
The government seems to be doing what it can, using the tools that it has in its toolbox in order to encourage economic recovery, encourage recovery of the stock market. It has eased liquidity. It has lowered interest rates. Interest rates are now lower than they were during the 2009 financial crisis. It's eased some local government debt. So it's doing all of these things, and it seems that now maybe Chinese investors are feeling more positive about the prospects of Chinese companies.
Shares in Tokyo rose by more than 1%. In a major step towards normalizing relations, Serbia and Kosovo have signed several key agreements, including one giving Kosovo its own telephone country code for the first time. In European Union-mediated talks in Brussels on Tuesday, they agreed that Serbs living in northern Kosovo should have more control over their local economy and education system and have access to funds from Belgrade. The Serbian Prime Minister, Aleksandar Vučić, said the agreement would move his country closer to EU membership.
This is a big achievement for the whole of Serbia, and it means that there are no longer any obstacles. Nothing stands in Serbia's way towards Europe. We've managed to overcome the negatives from 1999 and 2008, negatives that have nothing to do with our government now. I think we've done better than expected.
The US presidential hopeful Donald Trump has clashed with a journalist from a Spanish-language TV channel, the latest start in his campaign for the Republican nomination. The journalist, Jorge Ramos, from the Univision network, was removed from a news conference after repeatedly trying to ask Mr. Trump a question about immigration.
Excuse me, sit down. You weren't called. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Go ahead. No, you don't. You haven't been called. Go back to Univision.
Mr. Ramos was later readmitted and engaged Mr. Trump in a lengthy argument. In June, Mr. Trump accused Mexico of sending rapists and criminals to the United States. A federal judge has put a temporary block on executions in the U.S. state of Mississippi. Judge Henry Wingate barred the use of two drugs that are supposed to sedate and paralyze a condemned prisoner before a lethal injection. Lawyers for death row inmates say the drugs do not preclude excruciating pain, arguing that such executions breach the constitutional prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment. BBC News. French prosecutors have formally charged a terror suspect who was tackled by passengers in a train last week. The 25-year-old Moroccan suspect, Ayoub El Ghazali, has been remanded in custody. A court in Guatemala has ruled that the country's 89-year-old former dictator, Efraín Ríos Montt, can stand trial in genocide charges despite suffering from dementia. However, the judge ruled that the trial must take place behind closed doors and that he will not receive a sentence if found guilty. Ríos Montt, who ruled the Central American nation between 1982 and 1983, is accused of ordering the massacre of 1,700 indigenous Ishil-Maya people. A crab fisherman in Australia has caused alarm in his outback town by driving around with an unexploded Second World War bomb in the back of his pickup truck. Damien Lumsden said he found it under a wrecked Australian World War II aircraft while clearing up after a cyclone. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Damien Lumsden found the unexploded bomb on his way home from work near Millengimby in Australia's Northern Territory. He says he threw the device into his pickup truck and took it around the small community for a bit of show and tell. Only when he sent his boss a photo of the souvenir he wanted to keep on his mantelpiece were the police called. Damien was forced to abandon his home until the army could safely dispose of the ordnance.
A new scientific study has revealed that there are an average of 9,000 different species of microbes in house dust. Researchers at the University of Colorado found that homes contained around 2,000 types of fungi and 7,000 varieties of bacteria, with significantly more if pets are present. Some bacteria are more common in women than in men, the study found. The lead researcher said most microbes were harmless, and some could be beneficial. BBC News.